3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, joined now by Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. Coach, how are you?
How you doing?
Doing well, man. Congrats on the win against Middle Tennessee. I'm curious, what stood out to you in terms of improvement from game one to game two?
Well, we still continue to take care of the football, which is always a plus for us. Anytime you can do that, you think you got a chance to play well. Offensively, finally had an opportunity to get on track, establish some rhythm after the rain delay, and actually had a great day putting some points up. Ralph has been consistent, and we know that, but just to see the guys around him show up was great. And then, really just the win. A win is always a sign of improvement, and I'll take wins, by the boatful. Just give them to me. I'll take them.
You mentioned the rain delay, almost 2 hours. Can certainly be a distraction. I'm curious, what did you guys do during the delay?
Well, came inside, told our team, take your pads off, relax for a little bit. Started to get, a little chirpy in the first minute and a half. So we just said, hey, listen, I'm just going to shut the lights off. I want you to close your eyes. Take a quick power nap, visualize yourself playing well. And that's essentially what we did. Everybody did that. And the coaching staff went in the back and sort of made adjustments while guys were sort of relaxing because we knew that the storm was going to be there for a minute. And, when it was time to go back, we went out. It wasn't quite the end of rain delay of, finish that I thought we were going to, coming out of that deal. But, obviously our guys responded. Defense didn't get a stop. Offense does a terrific job of putting points on the board. We get a 3-and-out. We score another touchdown before the half, and I think that sort of ignited this football team.
Definitely agree. Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason with us on 3HL.
Well, Coach, you talked about, the rain delay and what you guys did, but as I understand it, you guys made your really halftime adjustments then but didn't implement them until actually halftime. What went into that decision-making? I thought that was a great idea.
Well, we were looking at their offense and what they were doing. And we said, okay, well, here's what we're getting. Here's what we need to do. Let's try to, minimize some of these explosives. Let's try to, do some different things to get some, change up looks for the quarterback. And let's try to take away some of these, dynamic plays that continue to happen on third down. And I thought we did a better job of that, in the second half. But if we would have shown that coming out, they would have went in at halftime where we still had a 20-minute halftime, made some adjustments, and then, for us, we would have been staring at the same things that we saw in the first half. So between, Andy and myself, that was the right decision for us, because when you're playing a tempo team, obviously when you look at, how they see you, they're looking to gain, any information you can give them because the tempo is going so fast. And if they know what your adjustments are, they can get you. And Andy felt the same way. If he could hold on to some things to the second half, he felt like we would have an opportunity, to stretch this thing out. And that's exactly what we did.
We're now on to Georgia Tech, now playing two contrasting offenses with MTSU's offense, who kind of throws it around the yard, and then now Georgia Tech running the option. I mean, I don't know how often that happens in a short period of time. So, man, you guys really have to hone on your keys this week, correct?
Oh, yes. You're definitely correct. When you look at, this football team, Coach Johnson, does a terrific job with what they do. Very simple, very effective, very physical, and they have a complementary defense, to go with it. So when you look at, who they are, they're gonna run the triple option. And anytime you're facing the triple option, it's about the dive, the quarterback, and the pitch, and being disciplined with your eye progression, tackling in open space, and making sure, that you can minimize the explosive runs and the explosive passes.
Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach, with us on 3HL. Vanderbilt taking on Georgia Tech this weekend.
Coach, did you go through Oren Burks' interception? Did you show him how to do that? Because that was some good coaching right there.
Hey, let me tell you something. Between Oren Burks, Zach Cunningham, Landis Stokes, that crew has done a terrific job, along with Nigel Bowden, of really making it, it's somewhat simple for me to just call defense because they played together for a while now. So they've made it simple for me to just try to put these guys in position to make plays. But you know what? coaches just call plays. Players make it right. And, Orn, has a tremendous skill set of being able to rush the passer, match up in coverage, as well as being able to set edges and play on the edge of the line of scrimmage. And that's hard to find. So what he did on Saturday didn't surprise me, but I think it opened some people's eyes as to his overall athletic abilities.
How do you keep building on what you got from Kyle Shurmur last week?
You know what? I brought him in and I asked him, to recap what he did last week, okay, and let's make sure that we can mimic that to the best of our ability. And he laughed at it a little bit and just said, hey, coach, it was just needing to get that first spark, first down, that first catch. And for him right now, he's had a great week of practice. I believe with all those receivers, and all the running backs, what you've seen is just now, they've got confidence. And I think that was the biggest thing. They needed to break through, gain some confidence in seeing that, hard work does pay off. And now what we got to, continue to do is be consistent.
Coach, we got to get a talk with the scheduling coach. One week that your opponent throws it 65 times, and next week you got to face a triple option. Come on, man.
Oh, well, hey, listen. As I take a look at it, we face what we face. I'm not overly excited about, all the changes from South Carolina to looking at what we had to face last week at MTSU and now Georgia Tech. But you know what? That's football, and that's what makes football great. So excited now to go down to Atlanta and play in a good Georgia Tech team who's 2-0, with a quarterback in Justin Thomas who's having a great year right now. So we've got our work cut out. We're going to have fun. We're going to make sure that our fan base enjoys this game, and we need to continue to put good work on top of good work.
Good stuff, Coach. We'll be watching, obviously, and we'll talk with you next week.
Hey, listen, take care, gentlemen. Look forward to talking to you.